Hey, good afternoon, guys. I hope everybody's doing well and taking it easy in this heat. Of course, you are here, front row with Jackie Rowe, and I'm your host. And of course, guys, I'm keeping it going for the whole, you know, dedication to Born and the condolences and everything. I have one of our other near and dear friend. He's not on the phone. He's right here with me. And if you heard that interview that I did and Born was talking about Bucky, isn't this a surprise? Guess who I got in the house right here, right now? Bucky. What's up, Bucky? The front row.
Hey, big sis. What's happening, Jackie? Front row. What's happening, everybody?
Yeah,
I'm here at Jackie's. You know, I had to come visit her after hearing about Born's passing. You know, he's an old friend of mine, old rival of mine. I'm talking about, man, 40 years or so. Mm-hmm. We was kids. I'm talking about like 14, 15 years old. Before a lot of things took place, before Born actually knew all the people that he wound up knowing later on in the years. This is back when we used to go to Utica Skating Ring. And, you know, it was a hell of a time because it wasn't the crack era. It was a different era. It was the era of real street hustlers. Mm. Real street guys. It was a different code because we wasn't guys that told. We were guys that stood up. You know what I'm saying? There was no telling involved. Never ever that I can remember, because I shot at Born. Born shot at me. I took something from Born. He may have took something from me, but it was never no telling involved. And we always kept it respectful amongst us. We never brought nobody else involved. When me and Born had beef, me and Born had beef. It was nobody else's beef. I respected him as he respected me. And to today, to hear that he's gone, it's a loss. It's definitely a great loss because he's one of our true soldiers in these streets. Mm-hmm. Definitely. You know what I'm saying? Up the hill, Eastern Parkway, Gold Teeth Born, you had to know him. If you didn't know him, ain't nobody know you neither.
Right.
Because when Jackie called me the other day to remind me about that story of Born that he relayed to her, you know, it brought back those memories that, you know, we was in these streets, man, a long time. You know, and it really made me remember. I said, wow, that story was, man, like I'm talking about maybe 80, 1980? Mm-hmm. Serious.
Yeah.
I'm saying, where were you in 80? What were you doing in 80?
That's really a good one right there, too. Yeah.
What were y'all doing in 80? Where were you in 80?
Mm-hmm. Probably wasn't even born
Did
yet.
Did we know you?
Yeah.
Were you known? Mm. Okay, so now, here it is, we in 2021, we lost our brother Born, our comrade, may he forever rest in peace. He would never be forgotten because, you know, it's going to be some things that's going to, you know, entail and tell his story because it needs to be told.
Yes.
Because he was somebody that was solid, somebody that shouldn't be forgotten, somebody that made some type of mark on somebody's life somewhere. I remember him. He made a mark on mine.
That's right.
My sisters here remember him. He made a mark on us.
That's right. Why
we're here today speaking about him.
Look for
some more to come because it's coming. Born, rest in peace. We love you.
Thank you, Bucky. Thank you so much for that. But, you know, the story is, I know, because it's like, you know, you said what you have to say, but we've been dropping and talking about this new generation. And you said a lot, you know what I'm saying, because you was talking about the whole crack era before.
Right.
The crack era that you don't even want to talk about.
No,
it
I don't want to talk about the crack
era. Because it destroyed a lot of people's lives. You know what I mean?
It destroyed the game.
Yeah.
Really.
Mm-hmm.
It really did.
Mm-hmm.
The game as I knew it growing up, when that was introduced to our lives, it destroyed the game because it produced a lot of things that should not have been a part of the game. Because when you cannot trust your brother, who can you trust in the streets?
Mm.
So that made the streets untrustworthy on all accounts. You can trust no one.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you want to be involved in something where you can trust nobody?
Mm.
How could you really thrive from that? How could you really grow from that?
Mm-hmm.
If we can't trust each other, we really can't grow.
That's right. Such a big fact.
That's why so many people that thrive from that game today have nothing to show for that game.
Mm.
But suffering, death, a lot of prison years. I got guys still locked up from that time.
Mm.
Still locked up from the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
30, 40 years.
Wow.
Was it really worth that?
Not at all.
Was it worth that? No, it wasn't.
Mm-mm.
But it was designed to do just what it did to us. Destroy a generation of our people.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it did. So to glorify the crack era is the glorified era of destruction of our people. A generation of our people.
Mm-hmm.
And if you know that, you never want to glorify that.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's not what it's about.
Right. I think a lot of people do know, and if they don't know, they know a little something now, because some people, you know what I'm saying, if that was a part of it, their family have been affected by it tremendously, because they still got so many crack babies and still many crack kids running around here from that. Again, you know what I mean? And so many people don't know how to deal with that, because they have lost so many people, like you just said, from that era of that time, that if only... if we as a people that were smart enough to know when things were coming in our neighborhood to be able to push it out, but we all got a piece of it and used it for our own different ways, as far as getting money, poisoning our neighborhood, poisoning our kids, using it in all the wrong ways. And I
destroyed
think...
destroyed our women, and somebody degraded our women. If you was a woman on crack, you was nothing in the streets. I don't care if you was a mother, a sister, you know what I mean, or a child. If you was a woman on crack, you was nothing in the streets. Now, why would you know? Can you think about your mother being nothing? Can you think about your mother, your daughter, being treated like trash? Because she was a crackhead.
Still happening now.
Because she was a crackhead.
Yeah.
You understand? Mm-hmm. So for me to know that, and I'm going to say to y'all, right? I wasn't here for that era. Mm-hmm. You know, I was saved. Seriously, I was. Because there ain't no telling who I would have been.
If he was out here.
Mm-hmm. Ain't no telling who I would have been.
Yeah.
I could have been the worst crack dealer here. You understand me? Or I could have been dead. But today I'm here talking to you with my big sister, Jackie Rowe. Mm-hmm. And God is good.
All the time.
And I'm blessed to be here.
Thank you.
I'm blessed to have missed that time as well. Mm-hmm. I'm blessed to be able to speak of that time with my sister who was here. Mm-hmm. And knows... what I'm speaking about is the truth.
Facts. Mm-hmm.
Facts. And we made it through.
That's right. We sure did. Well, Bucky, thank you, because you know what I mean? It's like a few of us that's left. I said to my sons the other day, I said, damn, it's really the last of the Mohegans. We the really true.
We really are.
We really are.
And every time you turn around, we fall.
Mm-hmm.
Every time you turn around, we missing one.
Yeah.
Every time you turn around, we missing one. Seriously.
Yeah.
So we have to understand that our time is limited.
Yes.
Sister Jackie, our time is limited.
It is very much so.
They're going to call for us soon, too.
Yeah, absolutely. That's why we have to keep this legacy.
Right now is the time for us to make our last stand.
Yes.
This is our last stand.
Last grandstand.
This is our last stand.
Yeah,
how are we going to end it?
It really is. That's why we over here talking about business right now. At the same time, we are here to send our condolences again to Born and his family and show that love. And,
always.
You know, he's definitely going to be missed.
Ain't no questions about that. Ain't no questions about that. If you know him, you knew him, you know what I'm saying, to be a serious individual. He was definitely about his business. I'm telling you, I was a kid. We was kids.
Mm-hmm.
So we talking about 14, 15. The man was about his business then. Yeah. Just imagine that 40, 30, and all that other stuff.
Mm.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
Can't say that about a whole bunch of people.
Yeah.
I can say that about him. He was one of them. He was one of the true individuals in these streets growing up in Brooklyn that was truly representing who we were. Before everything else changed, he was one of the guys that was here.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Bucky. Again, rest in peace, Bourne. We love you. Heard it from Bucky himself, and there's going to be more to come. All right? Love you guys, and thanks for being the best part of Front Row with Jackie Rowe. Thank you.
Yeah, Jack, you got to get...
Man, those little parts, those little things, you got to...
You got to put some content. I was...